pitching on the mound Sunday Night Baseball on NBC Peacock. Going to be a great, great weekend. Looking forward to it. Going to be downstate visiting with family. We're going to go to church on Sunday morning. I will not be broadcasting church services from Pastor Chatfield's church because I won't be here in the studio to connect him into the studio. So unfortunately, no church services on the radio. So what you have to do, folks, is go see his face in person. Go and see what Pastor Chatfield actually looks like. And I'm sure you'll be returning to listening to him on the radio after you see his face. And you can tell him Trucker Randy said that. Got a story from Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed an executive order yesterday declaring a state of energy emergency in Michigan to loosen the requirements on fuel blends and allow for the sale of higher vapor pressure gas in an attempt to lower gas prices. The executive order suspends the May 1st requirement normally that goes into effect for lower vapor pressure gasoline to be sold in all of the major counties in southeastern Michigan. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Livingston, Monroe, St. Clair, and Lenawee counties. The higher vapor pressure gas is used in colder months, and the lower pressure gasoline is used in hotter months. However, due to the refining, the higher vapor blend is cheaper at the pump. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says, as governor, I can't end a war overseas or undo bad policies at the federal level that have led to higher gas prices. But I will do what I can to try to give families a break. To provide relief, I'm issuing an executive energy order, taking a few actions with one aim in mind. Save drivers money at the pump, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a temporary waiver of federal vapor pressure requirements to allow for the production, distribution, and sale of different gas blends. Whitmer said the executive order allows the state to take advantage of the EPA's waiver. In March and April, refineries start producing the summer blends of gasoline, which are higher priced, but are more energy efficient for the summer season. Winter blends are easier for cars to start because of the higher vapor pressure, but is less environmentally friendly during the summer months. May 1st is the deadline for gas stations and wholesalers to have the winter blends removed from their systems. According to the governor's office, the difference in prices could be anywhere from 10 to 20 cents cheaper for this summer. The price of crude oil per barrel was trading at $110 yesterday. It included an increase of 10% overnight the day before. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran has disrupted the world's oil market and has caused the rise of oil across the world. The average price of gasoline now in Michigan is $3.89, according to AAA. Meanwhile, the national average countrywide is up to $4.08. According to the analysis by GasBuddy, gas in Detroit topped $5.28 in the summer of 2022. It was also in Detroit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic closures, April of 2020, that it was also high as well. The executive order was praised by State Representative Jerry Nyer, Republican of Shepherd, who sent a letter earlier this week to Governor Whitmer asking her to implement the EPA waiver to allow the state to continue to sell E15 fuel made from corn ethanol. Michigan families and businesses need relief, and I'm glad to see action taken to expand access to lower cost fuel options. This is exactly the kind of step that will help people keep more money in their pockets, said Nyer. Corn growers also praised the order. Michigan Corn Growers Association President John Delmati thanked Governor Whitmer for the order and for the state representative Nyer for sending the letter to the governor. The decision will benefit Michigan drivers by giving them access to cheaper options at the pump. The E15 fuel, some also know that E85 is available, will benefit farmers by allowing us to use more ethanol made from Michigan-grown corn in our fuel supply. However, not all vehicles can use E15 gas. It can't be used in vehicles manufactured before 2001. It also can't be used in motorcycles, boats, off-road vehicles, or small engines. It also cannot be used in heavy-duty engines that are non-diesel. Heavy-duty engines require higher octane and therefore can't burn the ethanol, which burns at a higher temperature. So check to make sure your vehicle can use the ethanol-enhanced fuels. But I do have to warn you, while it is cheaper per gallon for gasoline, the ethanol-enhanced fuels, your mileage drops because you're not burning gasoline, you're burning ethanol. As a result, your gas mileage will go down. If your vehicle normally gets, let's say, 22, 24 miles to the gallon, you could drop down as much as 18, possibly 17 miles per gallon. You're going to notice a drop of roughly about 20%. Depending on the vehicle, depending on the engine, depending on your travel, if you're around town or if you're on the expressway, it all varies. But just remember, buying cheaper ethanol-enhanced fuel, your mileage per gallon, per tankful, will go down. So just keep that in mind when you're considering your gas purchases. In addition, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed another executive directive instructing state agencies to help registered businesses pursue tariff refunds, from the federal government, and to report on the impacts of those tariffs. The directives follow a recent United States Supreme Court decision limiting the scope of President Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign goods, which he imposed under the Emergency Economic Powers Act. The decision is expected to result in refunds for businesses that overpaid tariffs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has reported it is between 60 and 85% finished processing refund claims. Whitmer said, however, the directive is aimed at both helping business owners recover costs as well as documenting the broader impact of tariffs. This executive directive will show us the damage from these irresponsible tariffs and help get refunds back to Michigan businesses. I will continue to call on Congress to set a strategic trade policy that keeps costs down and our economy stable. Under the directive, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Department of Transportation, as well as the Department of Treasury, must submit reports within 30 days detailing how tariffs have affected their respective sectors. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation and other state agencies are also encouraged to review internal data to determine whether tariffs have had an impact on their operations. The reporting requirement builds on a very similar directive that Governor Whitmer issued last year, 2025, which produced agency-level assessments of tariff impacts. Departments may submit updated findings under the new order. Agencies may request an extension, if necessary, up to 60 days to complete their reports. You know what this basically is, folks? Bottom line, Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordering our executive agencies and departments to collect data to use against President Trump and his tariffs policy. This is nothing more or less than political tactics by this governor. Unbelievable. Not surprised. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, a little housekeeping going through the text messages while I was reading those stories from MERS News Service. Donna up in Hessel, Justin definitely has my vote. She was there playing euchre with him on Friday night. Good for you. Let's see, I got another one. Oh, yes, Officer Rick. This is really, really cool. He is listening in on Simple Radio app, which is loud and clear from Wayne County. He's off duty today down in Detroit for the Tigers opener. He said they are at a pre-party, tailgating party at a friend of mine's house, and they made these for everyone. And I clicked on it, and it's a Detroit Tigers Comerica Park baseball card. And they put Trucker Rick's face in it, and it says, Rick, pitcher. Too cool. Well, I sent him my picture and said, can you ask him to make one of those cards for me? I played first base. So they can go ahead and leave my Your Defending Father's hat on. Rick, that would be greatly appreciated. You can bring it to me for the fun shoot. We're so excited. Rick and a few others have already purchased their tickets in advance for our 7th annual fun shoot pig roast that is going to host all of the governor candidates are been invited and will be coming to our event. It is going to be the third Saturday in July. July 18th, the third Saturday in Antrim County. If you'd like a link to the website, acconservatives.org, to see all the details, read the information about the event, go up to the top right corner, click on the yellow donate button. Our, not yours, our PayPal account will open up. Adults are $40. Teenagers are $20. The kids 12 and under are free. Just click on the yellow donate button. Change the zero to the dollar amount for your tickets. If you're going to have more than one person there, yourself, anybody else, there's a box note to seller. Make sure you put all the names of the people that will be joining you. Make your donation. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account. That is your ticket. Open the email, take a picture of it, or print it out. And then when you get there on Saturday, July 18th at 12 noon when the gates open, you'll have to show valid ID and your ticket, either the picture of the email receipt on your phone or the printout. And then the security guards will let you in. The gun ranges will be open. You can bring your handguns. You can bring your rifles. I recommend you deer hunters, bring your deer rifles. The 100-yard range will be open. We have picnic tables with sandbags. You can absolutely lock down your deer rifle if you're using iron sights or a scope. You can absolutely sight in your deer season Gear rifle. Absolutely make it dead on in July. You'll be good to go for November 15th deer season. You won't be out there shooting just a week before opening day. Handguns. We're going to have a pin shoot set up. Bring your handguns, your own ammunition, and see how good you are, how quickly you can knock down as many bowling pins at the pin shoot. Young people, 12 and under, even teenagers, we are going to have firearm safety training out at the 22 range. You'll be instructed. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, Chris Holtz, bunch of people will be there teaching firearm safety. You'll shoot a 22 handgun and a 22 rifle. Then you'll put your name into a hat. And at the end of the event, we will draw for two firearms. John Palmer, pig farmer over in Onaway Palmer Farms, has gone out and purchased a brand new 22 long rifle with some ammunition. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, Petoskey Harbor Springs area, he has purchased from Tom and Karen Curtis a 20-gauge shotgun. Two lucky kids are going to go home with firearms. All the governor candidates are going to be there, and Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking our pork. It's going to be a pulled pork dinner, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, dill pickles, Hawaiian rolls, butter. We're going to have all kinds of beverages, Northwood sodas. We're going to have iced tea. We're going to have bottled water and Trucker Randy's world famous carrot cake. And of course, we'll get a chocolate cake for Rick Nieper, Officer Rick, because it's going to be his birthday. So text me Fun Shoot, text me Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. The story's there. The governors will be there 2 weeks before the election. We're excited. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in hour number two. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. As Artemis II heads to the moon, a Traverse City-based company is playing a small but vital role in part of its mission. Atlas Space Operations confirmed that its ground station in Hawaii is providing antenna access for a customer supporting a South Korean government satellite launching aboard the Artemis II rocket. Atlas says it is providing access to the antenna while the customer handles handles its own communications. The mission is expected to last 3 months. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission has introduced a new series of regulations for anglers across the state. The DNR updated possession limits, size requirements, and gear definitions for various species to manage state fisheries. The changes impact popular fishing spots, including Lake Superior, the Menominee River, and specific lakes in the Upper Peninsula. Anglers should visit the DNR website for updated information. Tax season is winding down, and the Michigan Department